It's time for the podcast thing. Uncensored.
The hottest of hot topics today in the podcast thing. Monica, we're talking death and pee.
Oh.
That's right.
Death by pee?
What? Nope. Getting peed to death would not be, that is not the way to go.
Mm-mm.
We'll get that one out of the way first. This allegedly is the new Facebook craze. I guess this is replacing your 10-year profile picture challenge.
Okay.
Is people are drinking their own pee to be healthy.
I have yet to see that.
I know. This is one of those ones that say, no. This is not really
happening. I haven't seen that in my Facebook feed. So
you're supposed to wash your feet in it and then maybe use it as eye drops, mouthwash, and other.
Well, I've heard about people using it for their feet. I've heard that.
Okay. And what's the...
It's supposed to be like, I guess it kills the dead skin. I'm not really exactly sure about that, but I think Jennifer Aniston, I'm pretty sure she does it.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure
allegedly.
She does. It sounds a little crazy, but I think she brushes her teeth and
you know, the sad thing is talking... She brushes her teeth with pee.
No.
Jennifer Aniston
brushes her teeth in the shower, but then she uses her pee. Pees on her feet.
Okay. Yeah. This is still better than what most people post on Facebook, so there is that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about death.
Oh, yay.
But no, not in a necessarily bad way. I thought we would talk about how when you die, ... So there's this company that what they're doing is they're taking your ashes and people are requesting that their ashes are being pressed into vinyl records when they die. So it goes into...
A vinyl record.
Yeah, like a song.
A press human ashes after they've been cremated into vinyl records.
That's the guy.
It's very simple at the end of the day. It does compromise the sound. It's exactly what you don't want to be happening at a pressing plant normally, but those pops and crackles are them.
It's you. I mean,
that's weird.
Well, yeah, it's weird.
I mean, it's creepy. It's that creepy factor.
But then we can always listen to the Monica song.
No. Do you want your family to sit there and listen to the Zach song?
I don't know. So when you die.
Because who's going to listen to it? Like, when would you find, if I went to someone's house and we're having a party, and said, oh, my cousin so-and-so, let's put him on the vinyl record, let's play that vinyl record. No.
Well, what if we put your ashes into a pressing of the Cardi B twerk song?
Nah.
So now we are popping. We are celebrating great Auntie Monica.
It is not.
Everybody twerk.
No, thank you.
Okay.
I wouldn't enjoy it.
So then what are you doing?
I don't know.
Nothing?
Well, I don't want people playing a record of anyone.
But are you, okay, so for example, a cremation, or do you want the whole body funeral viewing, all, you know, cemetery,
I will say
that
this,
thing?
Well, with black funerals, it's usually a long funeral and the body is out for a couple of days, mm-hmm. maybe a week if you want.
Yeah. I've been to a couple. I'm familiar.
Yeah, and with my family, I told you, we take pictures and...
So do you just want a picture of you laying there? Do you want to do like some of those people do in New Orleans where they're sitting on a throne with a cigarette in their hand?
Well, people do that. It was one rapper that had passed and they propped him up with strippers.
Uh-huh.
And people showed up from everywhere because, I can't think of his name, but from Atlanta. And it was like a big deal. And his daughter and everybody, they had him propped up and he loved strip clubs, loved
gotcha.
The Atlanta strip clubs.
It was not XXX. Tentacion wasn't him.
No,
somebody
no,
else.
No, it was someone else.
But okay, so are you a cremation person or no?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
So you want to be buried like in a cemetery?
Well, where you want cremation?
I think I do. To me, the whole cemetery thing is, that's old generation. Like that just doesn't appeal to me. And also,
do you want everyone to carry you around with them?
Maybe, because a lot of the reason for me where I think that is, that's kind of over with is you think about back in the day, families sort of stayed in the same geographical area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you grew up in your parents' house, you bought a house down the street. A lot of times people move back into they take over that house. Like it's just, there's that. So the family's sort of always around.
Mm.
So if you're in a cemetery, well, let's go visit mama, you know, that kind of thing. But now everybody moves. Like nobody stays in the same place anymore. So I don't want to be stuck in a graveyard in Roanoke, and then my kids move to the West Coast, and now no one's coming to visit me.
Oh,
that's sad, right?
Well,
there.
They can have flowers delivered now. That,
I,
you know,
I don't feel good about that. I'm all dead and sad now. And
that's so good.
So I think you know, you press me into like a piece of jewelry or something.
Put you in a record.
Yeah,
a weird kind of record. Or, I don't know.
I feel like eventually we're all going to be proven wrong by the people that did the cryogenically frozen thing. Because people do that thinking that eventually we'll figure out some sort of medical cure to bring them back from the dead. How freaky would that actually be?
Freaky. But I feel like it will happen.
But man, give it time. I do feel like that person's first words when they come back to life is "told you so." I mean, it has to be.
Told you so.
If I had the money, I think I would do that one.
And come back and then you don't know anyone. Everything's changed.
That's okay. I can always get new friends. I cycle through my friends all the time. I'll get new ones. It'll be fine. Go ahead and do that.
You'll find new people.
Yeah, there'll be neat things. I can find. There'll be a lot of. I'll have a lot of time to catch up on new shows and things like that. I don't know. Might be interesting.
You can tell everybody about the past.
Yes.
You'll be a professor of the past.
In my day. Oh, Lord. Be like, Grandpa, we got books for that now. Actually, we don't even have books. Everything has been lasered into our brains. We already know everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would do that if I could afford it.
Yeah, that's one to think about.
She says, hell no. Hell to the na-na. So we'll all hang out at Monica's funeral, and then we'll carry her body around town.
Yay!
Big fun.
That's the podcast thing. Hear Monica, Zach, weekdays from 5 to 10 a.m. on Virginia's number one hit music station, K92.